You cannot prevent the arising of ego in a child, nor should you want to prevent it. It's not possible. So observe the growth of the ego in the child, which already starts at the age of 2 or 3, when the child learns his or her name, and then the child learns that it is possible to possess something. It learns the concept of mine fairly early, and so it possesses a toy, and it learns the concept of my toy. That's the beginning of ego. Also the beginning of the suffering that comes with ego identification, because if the toy is lost or disappears or somebody takes it, enormous suffering arises. The next step would be for the child to assert that it is better in some ways than another. I can jump higher than you. Can you jump this high? No, you can't. Look at me. I can do it. They need to develop a sense of separate identity. The tragedy is, unfortunately, if people get stuck with that ego for the rest of their lives, they never go beyond it.